Dictation for George Schreiber, S-H-R-I-V as in Victor, E-R, December 341. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O, V as in Victor, S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Mr. Schreiber, advanced renal failure, underlying diabetic nephropathy, worsening anasarca and probably ascites. He's been trying to restrict on salt, fluid around 2 liters or less, worsening dyspnea, no reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, uses oxygen at night, apparently 3 liters, no purulent material hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort, denies CPAP machine, denies chest pain palpitation. He follows with cardiology, has low ejection fraction at 23%, has an aortic valve replacement, a component of pulmonary hypertension, all this from May of this year. Medication list review, I'm going to highlight the bisoprolol, Eliquis, nitrates, inhalers, was on Demadex 40 milligrams in the morning. He decreased it to 20 for about a week. Today back to 40 milligrams. His insulin significantly down, presently 12 units, as he was having glucose in the 50s. On physical exam, weight up to 188, blood pressure runs low, 109 over 70 by nurse. There is JVD, chronically ill. RALS at least 2/3 bilateral, no pleural effusion, has atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90. No pericardial wrap, a minor systolic murmur, moderate ascites, edema to the lower chest, 3-4 plus, no gross cellulitis, non-focal, next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine at 3.4, representing a GFR 17, stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus normal, chronically low platelets, anemia 10.5, large red blood cells 101.5. Has received iron infusion under the care of Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, underlying diabetic nephropathy. Evidence of worsening of volume overload, including anasarca, likely pulmonary edema, and probably large ascites. Failed attempts of an AV fistula on the left side never developed. Cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, pulmonary hypertension, and prior aortic valve replacement. No symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis, no pericarditis, anemia without external bleeding, chronic low platelets, no documented liver disease with prior imaging is already 2019, a CAT scan. In that opportunity, there was no cirrhosis or portal hypertension. He does have, however, a prior history of mesenteric and splenic vein thrombosis. which is another reason for anticoagulation with Eliquis besides AFib. He does have a pacemaker. He has respiratory failure using oxygen at night. For a few days, I'm going to increase the diuretics. We will monitor chemistries. He and wife understands that he's facing dialysis in the near future. I'm going to update an abdominal ultrasound to assess any component of liver cirrhosis, an enlargement of the spleen. Condition overall is guarded. As AV fistula has failed, tunnel dialysis catheter will be needed. We discuss also the absence of home peritoneal dialysis, and we will continue educating. This was a very extensive visit, reviewing records, discussing with the patient, educating. End of dictation.